This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State regulators have signed off on a plan for Xcel Energy to stop burning coal within the next 8 years. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Xcel's remaining coal-fired power plants will close by 2031, according to an agreement approved by the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. Robert Kenney is Xcel's president of Colorado Operations. He called the decision a big milestone.
This is a significant and consequential decision for Xcel and for our customers and for our communities, very consistent with what the science tells us is necessary to avert the most tragic consequences of climate change.
Under the agreement, Xcel will generate more electricity using solar or wind power, but the company will still consider new projects that run on natural gas, another carbon-emitting fossil fuel. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says he's talking with Republican Mitt Romney of Utah about the Colorado River. The two are discussing how the federal government can help states that depend on water from the river. Bennett says the upper and lower basin states are going to have to negotiate an outcome that saves both the river and the West.
The federal government shouldn't be telling the states what they need to do, but the federal government should be putting together the funds to backstop what the states are going to have to do.
The Inflation Reduction Act, recently signed by President Biden, includes $4 billion for drought funding. Bennett sees that as a down payment for fighting drought in the West. Last week, federal officials announced more aggressive water cuts as reservoirs continue to reach record levels. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.